Hey everybody out there, you're tuned in to 91.8 The Fan. You're in my corner and I have a very special guest over in this corner. I have no wrestling bell we can ring here, but would you like to introduce yourself to all the listeners out there?
Sure. Hi guys. This is Brina Palencia and I'm really happy to be talking to all of you.
I'm actually very excited that we got the chance to talk with you. We had a lot of people request to get you onto the show, so it's happy that we can finally schedule something. I know how hectic the schedule is.
Yeah, and how irresponsible I am as far as actually getting back to you guys.
No,
but thank
no,
you for
you're
being,
fine.
persistent and actually, making me finally call you back or write you back rather. I'm glad to be on the show. It should be fun. I'm excited.
Awesome. And obviously we have to go through the very basics at first, so I hope you don't mind. But with, the whole what you wanted to do for your career, was acting or voice acting, stage acting, was that all the first thing that came to mind? Or did you want to be a ballerina or a painter? What was the...
Well, I think, secretly, I'd always wanted to be an actress ever since I was little, but for some reason I just never would admit that. And so my family is a family of musicians, so I just kind of got into music at a very young age, and I ended up going to school. When I went to college, I was studying music, and I ended up just kind of all throughout college, I was doing a lot of voiceover stuff with Funimation, and it just kind of took off from there. And then since then, I've gone on to do, on-camera stuff as well. And I really like it. And I'm glad that that I finally did become an actress for all of those. I mean, I remember being in, elementary school and being just a little kid and always just acting out scenes in my room, not like playing with toys and making my toys act out the scenes. I would personally act out scenes from movies all the time. I loved it. I loved acting so much, and I don't know why I was always so terrified to admit that I did, but I was for some reason, and I'm glad that I got over that because now I can do it for a living, and I now can live my dream, so to speak.
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah.
And now you said you were from a family of musicians, but you get to, use a little bit of that knowledge in your career today.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of music directing for Funimation. I do lyric adaptation, and I've also directed singers on songs, and directed myself on a few songs as well. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I definitely do get to use my degree, and I do a lot of music stuff still. And I also sing with I sing backup for a jazz band called The Brems. It's actually Stephanie Young and her husband's band. She's also a voice actress, and we actually have an album on iTunes, I believe. And if you go to, I think it's the bremsband.com, and Brems is spelled BREHMS. So the bremsband.com, or just Google the Brems Band, you'll find something. But yeah, so I still do a lot of music stuff for sure.
I've always heard that having some knowledge in music actually helps with dubbing, with finding the rhythm.
Yeah, it is a very rhythmic thing, definitely. And granted, I know plenty of people who are incredible at the dubbing, and they have zero musical ability whatsoever. So it's not necessary, but I do think it's just one of those things that you do have to have an inherent sense of rhythm for it to come very easily to you.
Definitely. I would think the very first time you're in the booth or the very first time you hear the beep, beep, beep would kind of be like, oh gosh, what do I do?
Yeah. It can throw you off, definitely.
Do you have any sort of embarrassing moments or moments where you were just nervous in the booth for some reason?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. When I first started, I was a moron behind the mic. I mean, I didn't understand mic etiquette as far as if you're voicing a really quiet character and you bust out laughing at some point, you need to move away from the mic because the mic is so hot, to try, turned up so loud because your character is so quiet, and then all of a sudden if you start yelling in your regular voice, then it really hurts their ears. It hurts the engineer's ears and the director's ears. And I, just stupid stuff like that I just never even thought about. And that's why I did not. There were a lot of people that the first time that they worked at Funimation, they got a lead. They just walked and auditioned, got a lead. I was not that person. I worked at Funimation for 2 years just doing bit parts and stuff before I ever even got a real featured part. Nina Tucker, I believe, was the first, Nina Tucker from Fullmetal Alchemist was the first featured character that I ever got. But I had already been doing stuff at Funimation for 2 years before that. I mean, yeah, it took me a while to really figure it all out.
Well, so the practice makes perfect, and I have to wonder, is there something that you know now that you would really like to know back when you started?
Yeah, I guess there's, I mean, everything. Just like, I mean, I really just didn't understand the whole process at all. I think, gosh, I don't know. I don't know if there's any one thing. It's just basically everything, just how to do it, period. Something that I did not know or understand whenever I was much younger and trying to figure it out. So I think, honestly, I didn't totally get it until I started directing. Once I started ADR directing was when I realized, oh, there's a reason that people like Lucy Christian and Monica Rial and Laura Bailey and Colin Klinkenbeard, there's a reason that they always get cast and I don't. Because, you know, they are really fast and they're really focused. I guess maybe being focused. I think in the beginning I underestimated just how difficult it is and just how much focus it takes. And I think a lot of new people do sort of underestimate it. There's so many people that are like, oh, I can do voices. I want to be a voice actor. I'd be awesome at it. And then, you know, you put them behind the mic and they don't know what they're doing and they're kind of a moron, which is exactly what I was. So if I had to choose one thing, it would probably be that, just to not underestimate it. It takes a lot more focus than you realize.
That's actually really good advice since there's so many people at conventions, no offense to the fans out there that are very much, I want to be a voice actor. I was one of those people when I was 13. And then once I got to talking to a few of you, I was like, maybe that's not for me. I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, cause I had never gone to conventions or anything. I wasn't that hardcore of a fan, but I was an anime fan before I started voicing on anime. I mean, the whole way that I even got my start was because I had been watching Dragon Ball Z with my boyfriend at the time when I was like 15, 16, and we took a tour of Funimation he was a senior in high school, and so it was like his graduation present was we took a tour of Funimation. And when I graduated high school, I remembered where the studios were, and it just happened to be kind of around the corner from a community college that I was going to at the time. And I just remember thinking, oh, wow, yeah, this is the same area that studio is. And so I just went up and asked how to audition, because I was a big fan of anime and I was just, you know, I just thought it'd be cool to do it. Why not? Never thought that I would end up where I am now.
Well, it's never nice, in a million though, years. But you're a fan, and that you've gone through the voice acting, you've gone through the directing, so you can sort of see all the aspects of it. And it gives hopes for those who really want to voice act themselves, and they actually, you know, have the passion for it and want to go for it, and they're not just, I want to do it, it's so easy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you really do have to be passionate about it, and you have to work really hard at it. It's not something that you're just going to walk into and all of a sudden become a superstar.
Definitely. As you said, you had a lot of sort of side characters and bit parts before you got a featured character. And that must have been kind of a little bit frustrating, just because you were like, dang it, I wish I could be the lead one day.
You know, it really was frustrating. And I have to say, I think Negima was my first, playing UA in Negima was my first character that I got where she was actually kind of a, you know, a supporting lead, to where she didn't die after two episodes. And I remember when I did that audition, I remember thinking, man, I don't know if I want to like audition anymore. I was just like, not so much that I didn't want to audition anymore, but I did get, when I auditioned for Negima, I decided that if I didn't get a lead in this, because Negima is all girls, so I just thought, if I don't get a lead in this, then I'm just not meant to do this. You know, I should just, you know, I'll just stick to doing the Walla and all the bit parts and everything. But then I ended up getting UA, and I was like, yay. And what's really funny about that is that
even as little as Yue talked, she still talked more than any character I'd ever had. And so whenever she did have those episodes, those real dialogue heavy episodes, I would just get exhausted. Like I remember just saying to myself after one really, really long session, just thinking, wow, I don't know if I want to do a lot of lead characters. This stuff is hard. But then I got the hang of it after a while, and it's not so difficult anymore. But it was really hard at first.
Well, it's kind of nice to see that even though you were discouraged, you kept at it, and you know that was the role where you finally got something a little bit bigger. So it's obvious you have passion for it too.
Yeah.
And now I'm sort of curious, do you ever go back and watch, you know, the anime that you're in and you critique yourself? Or are you like, I don't want to see what I did.
Well, I definitely try to go back and watch at least a few episodes of shows that I've been in. I watched Summer Wars, I think, 5 times now. I watched it when it was playing in New York. Work and I watched it. We had a party at my house where we watched it. I watched it 3 times, and then I watched it 3 times when it was just playing in Dallas. So yeah, I've seen it 5 times so far because I just really like that movie. But yeah, I always try to watch some of it just to kind of keep myself in check, to make sure that I don't sound like I'm phoning it in or anything. I don't want to listen to myself and just, you know, concentrate on how awful I am or anything, but I do like to listen to myself and think about, you know, if there's anything that I could have done better and like to keep it in mind for the next role that I do. I like to keep myself on my toes, I guess you could say.
Well, I gotta say, Summer Wars was definitely a big film, and congratulations, because you guys were all excited for the, since they submitted that for, I believe it was an Emmy?
No, an Oscar.
An Oscar, I apologize.
Yeah.
That shows you how much TV I watch.
Yeah.
But that must have been a great feeling as well.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I mean, we knew it was a long shot to actually get a real nomination once the slots were narrowed from 5 down to 3. Because, you know, obviously Toy Story is going to win. We knew Toy Story was going to win no matter what. But we were hoping to just get a nomination. And I do sincerely believe that had there been 5 slots open instead of 3, I really do think we would have had a really great chance of getting it. But since there were only 3, it was kind of we were definitely the underdog in that race. but the fact that it got to play in so many cities, I think it ended up playing in like 27 cities or something crazy like that, when they originally had only planned for like 7. So it ended up, the theatrical one was really good, and it was just it was very well received by critics. So that was exciting. And I know, the cast got mentioned by name, and like the Variety and the Examiner and, you know, like big time magazines. So it was nice to see an anime kind of enter a little bit into the mainstream.
Definitely. Congratulations on that. That's just such a huge achievement, even if it didn't make it. I will say we're going to take a short break here on 91.8 The Fan, but don't go anywhere or else you're going to miss our special guest. And you know what? I'm just going to smack you if you leave. That's what I do all the time. So stay tuned to 91.8 The Fan. Everything you want and nothing you don't.
You need to cry. Let's brainstorm. I could hit you over the head with a wrench, or I could stab you in the gut with the knife.
Knife wrench!
Practical and safe.
Are you tired of crappy ideas that don't work? So are we. So we invented 918 The Fan. 918 The Fan. Everything you want to hear, nothing you don't.
Knife wrench!
For kids.
Hey, everybody out there, you're tuned in to 91.8 The Fan. I am still here in the corner. I still have my special guest here, unless she's been attacked or something, or the call's disconnected. Who knows? Are you still here?
No, I'm good.
Okay, we're good. We're still here. Now, I was sort of curious, for fans of your work, is there anything that you're working on right now that you can talk about, or anything that just recently released that you can promote?
Well, right now I've been working a lot on the Throwing Stones live web show, which will actually be on tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And you can actually go to minglemediatv.com and just search Throwing Stones web series, or you can actually join into the live chat at the stickum.com
stickam.com. If you might already have a profile, or you can set up a profile and you can join our live chat and ask us questions and whatnot, or just watch it on minglemediatv.com. And that is a horror web series. It's 8 episodes. We're on the 7th episode now, and next Wednesday we'll be airing the season finale. So you guys should definitely check that out. And then I'm trying to think. Oh, there's a feature film that I just recently got cast in. Sharon Lee, who's another voice actress, actually is going to be in it as well. It's called Archaic Redemption, and it's based on the Necroville part of Second Life, the video game. Or I guess, would it be considered video game or just RPG? Or I'm not really sure what to call it.
I guess I would call it a video game. I mean, you play it on the computer and you get to be somebody else. So
yeah. Let's go with that. So, in it, I play, a very, crazy, sadistic zombie named Chastity. So that should be really fun. But there's some things about it on YouTube that you can look up. It's being directed by Tony Brownrigg, who's done a few horror movies that are pretty awesome. So that's exciting. And I think that might be all I'm allowed to talk about currently.
Which is understandable. We don't want to get you in trouble. We know about those NDAs.
Right, totally.
And is there any place where fans can keep updated? Do you do the Twitter, Facebook thing?
I have a Facebook. If you friend me on Brina Palencia, make sure it's my Brina Palencia page. There's one with my married name. If you try to friend me on that, I will not friend you, not because I don't love you, but that's just for close friends and family members only. Sorry for the noise. I'm cooking right now.
Yay, food!
yes. Just friend me on Facebook under Brina Palencia, as I said. And I usually keep that pretty updated. One of my good fans named Tara actually keeps up with my fan page on Facebook. She made one up for me. It's called I Heart Brina Palencia. And it's an actual, you know, heart with the 3 and the little
That's cute.
Greater than sign or whatever, or I guess less than sign. Yeah. So, you can keep up with me on either one of those pages. Those both keep pretty updated.
Whatever you're making sounds very good.
I'm actually, I'm stir frying some green beans right now. I'm just trying out a new recipe. I don't know why I felt the need to start cooking it now. I guess because we were on break and I got all this stuff out. Now I'm just kind of like, why not? I should do this now while I have time. So
that's fine with us. It makes the interview unique in all its own. Now,
I actually really enjoy cooking. It's one of my favorite hobbies that is not performance related.
I wish my mom would let me cook. I'm not lying. She never lets me into the kitchen. I don't know why.
Oh, no. How else are you supposed to learn?
I don't know.
Your mom is always the best one to learn from.
Well, at least I know how to make enchiladas, and I do like enchiladas.
Ooh, yeah. I make a mean enchilada.
Mm.
I make my own sauce and everything.
I am kind of curious, though. Are there any conventions that you have coming up that you can, you know, have stalkers in real life stalk you in a nice way?
I have, I'm going to Toracon in Rochester, and I'm going to Anime Boston. This weekend I'm going to Kansas City. What the heck is the name of that convention?
Is it
Nakacon? Going to Nakacon in Kansas City. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know that for sure. Nakacon in Kansas City this weekend. And then there's, listen to that. and then there's Anime Boston in April. I will be in the UK at Kitacon the first weekend in April in Birmingham, England.
Ooh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. I'm excited.
I can tell.
And I'm going to a lot more than that, but I don't know which ones have been announced yet. I know for sure those have been announced, but I would recommend going on animecons.com because they know better than I do as far as what I can actually talk about. But yeah, so there, I think I'm going to like 6 conventions this year, something ridiculous like that. So I would recommend just keeping up with it on animecons.com. Because there are definitely more to come.
Well, hopefully we'll see you at one of those conventions. And I got to say, this has been our first Cooking Edition interview. maybe next time you can tell us exactly what you're using, and then we can follow along.
It's pretty easy, actually. I could just tell you right now.
Sure.
All I did was just take French, just the French green beans, you know, the little small, like, mini skinny ones or whatever, fresh, not canned, and then put some olive oil in a pan, and then I put the green beans in with some garlic salt and paprika and sumac, which is not very common, but it's like a salted fruit kind of spicy thingy. You can find it usually like in Mediterranean shops, and I also added some adobo sauce, which you can find in the Mexican section of your grocery store. And I just, it's all to taste. I didn't have a specific measurement or anything. I just kind of threw it all in there and stir fried it. And I actually haven't tasted it yet, so it might suck.